It's a Skullsetting honor to be here today. As I say every week, one of the highlights of my week is to be with you and to talk to Divrei Torah. And as we all know, this week's Parsha, Parsha Shmini. Such a jam-packed Parsha, and we're going to do like we always do. We're going to ask a couple of questions, and then we're going to come out with that major yisod, that major foundation point that we can bring into our lives in a very real way. The Torah tells us, Peret, Tes, Pasuk, Aleph. Vayehi Bayom Hashmini, and it was on the eighth day. Kara Moshe Li Aaron. Moshe calls out to Aaron, Ulebonov, to his children, Ulezikne Yisrael. And he goes and he gets to the elders of Klal Yisrael, says Rashi. Vayehi Bayom Hashmini, says Rashi, Shmini Lameluim. It was the eighth day of the inauguration. Hu Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Rosh Chodesh Nisan is coming up very soon. Shehu Kam HaMishkan Bo Bayom. That the Mishkan was erected, the Mishkan was ready to go. And Rashi says, quoting the Medrash, V'natol Eser HaToros, there were 10 crowns. The Medrash goes at length, Seder Olam Zion, all the different crowns. It was the first day of the Karbonos. It was the first day that Aaron took the Kahuna. It was the first day that had regular Mizbeach, first day of the Ish coming down. But the first obvious question is the name of the Parsha Shmini. Last week's Parsha is Parsha Tzav. We spoke about 7 days. The Kohanim were in the Ol Moed. They were preparing. They were getting ready. Shmarta Mishmarti. They were getting the Mishkan ready. But that was preseason. We're coming to the actual season, day one. So why is it called Vayehi Bayom HaShmini? We know when we're little kids, we're taught 7 days. And then after seven is eight. But still, day one. It shouldn't be Bayom HaShmini. It should be Yom HaRishon because this is the start of the Mishkan. And furthermore, we'll call it 1B, because it's in the same Pasuk. But it says, Vayehi. Vayehi, it was. Says the Medrash. Fascinating Medrash. Vayehi, correlating to Vayehi Erev, Vayehi Boker, the creation of the world. Very nice. Vayehi, Vayehi. Right, two words, the same words. There's a lot of Vayehis in the Torah. What does this Pasuk have to do with Vayehi Erev, Vayehi Boker? Then the next Pasuk, Vayomer al Aaron. He says to Aaron, Kach lecho egel ben bakar. Go take an egel, lechatos, for the sin offering. We know Aaron was involved in the cheta egel. He didn't know what to do. He was stuck. He knew that his nephew Hur was killed and he was stuck. He tried saving the day, but there was some element and he was always nervous his whole life about cheta egel. And then the next pasuk, it says that Klal Yisrael should take Seirizim, says Rashi. Kach lecha egel shekiper lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu ayidei egel zeh. Amaisa egel, like we just said. That Aaron had to bring an egel, a calf, to do cheta egel. And the Medrash says something amazing. Why specifically the goat? Why the keves? Because of Mechiras Yosef. Klal Yisrael has made a lot of sins. We, Baruch Hashem, we've done a lot of kapara. We're still, Baruch Hashem, we got a kapara for Chita Egel. Not all of Klal Yisrael didn't mess up. It was only a couple of thousand. Chita Meraglim, we're still suffering for. But why specifically a keves? What is the Mishkan, the Mizbeach, the inauguration of the Mishkan, have to do with the chit of selling Yosef? It's a very bad sin. But what does it have to do with the Mishkan? Question three. We know the Torah goes at length talking about, whenever you're going to hear any drasha, it's going to be talking about these two ideas. Nadav v'Avihu, and also the idea of kashrus. So we're going to do two things. We're going to talk about the sin of Nadav v'Avihu, what exactly happened with Nadav v'Avihu, and also not only that, we're going to connect it to kashrus. So we know that Nadav v'Avihu sinned. And it didn't make so much sense. These were our gedolim. The Torah tells us, Perek, Yud, Pusik, Aleph, Vayichu, Bnei Aaron, Nadav, Aviyu, Ish, Machta, Tov, Vayinu, Bahen, Eish. They went and they took an Eish Zara, which they weren't commanded. The Gemara goes in length, in the Gemara in Ervin, Dav Samach Gimel, talking about all the different Isurim that they did. Either they were drunk, they thought it was Purim still, or They went and they did Horah. They didn't ask Moshe Rabbeinu the different laws. They just gave out laws without asking. They did so many things that were wrong. And the obvious question that everyone, the Rishonim, the Achronim, are asking is how in the world did they mess up? They were tzaddikim gemurim. How did they mess up? And lastly, interconnected with this, is the Medrash says that right after the sin of Nadav Avihu, we learn about what's kosher and what's not kosher. Right? Chooses cut, split hooves, fins and scales by the fish. So what's the connection between Nadav Avihu and kosher? And furthermore, it says, Vayidom Aharon. Crazy. Aaron just lost two of his sons, Sadikim Gemurim. And Aaron didn't say anything. And says the Medrash, Vayidom Aharon, he was silent. That is also connected, that we're not allowed to eat certain foods. We have certain kosher foods, which I once heard from a Mati Burger from Isha Torah, that if anyone would ever show him an animal that's not in the Torah, that's not there, he would listen to you. But no, because the Torah is real. We live with the Torah. So, but what's the connection to Vayidom Aharon, that Aharon was silent, and the Karbonah? So let's just make sure, we got to make sure we have clear. Clarity is the name of the game. Got to always make sure your Torah is clear. So question one was, why is it called Vayihi Bayom HaShmini? It's like preseason. Like, you got 7 days, right? Baseball season started. You got preseason, and now you're starting the season. So now, every single game, you're like, oh, 7 days of preseason, and now the first game of the regular season, so that's 8, but not really 8. What? Why is it saying Vayihi Bayom HaShmini? And furthermore, Vayihi Erev Vayihi Boker. What does Vayihi Bayom HaShmini have to do with creation of the world? Question two, Aaron had to bring a kapara for ego, which makes sense. But then the Medrash says that keves, a goat, is because of chet of selling Yosef at Tzaddik. Question two, what is the connection with the Mishkan? And question three is, what was the sin of Nadav Avihu? And how does that correlate to the end of the Parsha, dealing with what is kosher and what is not kosher? So what's the Yisod here? So the Mefarshim explained beautiful. Vayihi Erev Vayihi Boker. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, beyond time, HaYahoveh V'yiyeh. He created the world. There was nothing before. Right? My little children always ask, which is a great question, what was before Hashem? Did Hashem have Hashem? Did he have a father? Which is not, it sounds cute, but it's a good question. Rav Sadia Gaon asks, but there was no time. We weren't bound to any time before. The Ribbono Shel Olam created time. Vayihi Erev Vayihi Boker. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was everywhere. Everywhere in the world. And he still is everywhere in the world. Right? Up, up, down, down. He's everywhere. However, out of the chesed and the rachamim Hashem, he was mitzamsem himself. In Kabbalah, Tanya, they talk about how Hashem went and he made himself bitzimtzum. He brought people into the world to accomplish, to do great things. And he gave the opportunity to mankind for greatness. But he was mitzamsim himself. He confined himself, kaviyachol, whatever that means. But he went and he put man into the world, right? Kitov, the man, the whole purpose is to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam. And he put man into the world. And what happened? Adam and Chava were given one thing. Adam and Chava were told that they can't eat from the Eitz Hadas Tov V'Ra. So from the gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave man, Adam and Chava misused it. There was simtzum, and they went and they took more for themselves. Hashem was giving them a gift, and they could have stayed in Gan Eden forever. Interesting question. Was there free choice? Was there not free choice? If they didn't sin, we wouldn't be here nowadays. So maybe, okay, interesting discussion. We spoke about it in Parshas Bereishis. You could look back in other Shiurim. However, they misused it. But then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, again, they sinned and were still suffering for the Chet HaEgel, Adam, Adama, working the land, and Chava, right, with the birth pains and all the difficulties, which we still have nowadays. But then there was the next element, where Hashem said, okay, I gave man, but now I also gave you the Mishkan, which is also the Beis HaMikdash, the Shekhinah. And I'm bringing myself, I'm always here, but now I'm letting you have the ability to bring me in, which is the whole goal. Vayihi Bayom HaShmini was the eighth day. And what happened, which we'll talk more about, Nadav Avihu messed up. because the opposite happened. Nadav Avihu, they were, Klal Yisrael was on a high level, and all of a sudden Nadav Avihu misused it, but they misused it for the opposite. Adam and Chava misused it, that Hashem gave them the opportunity, and they took the opportunity and they went with it. Now Hashem gave them the opportunity to bring Hashem into the Mishkan, and they went all out. And they didn't know how to channel what their role was and what the Ribono Shel Olam's role was. That is Pshat. Vayihi Bayom Hashmini. Vayihi Erev. Vayihi Boker. That, the greatness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, putting himself in this, that he's in this world, giving to us. But Adam and Chava messed up, trying to do too much. And the same thing in Nadav Avihu, they messed up by trying to do too much also, of adding what they thought should be done. Now, why specifically the eighth day? Why eight? So the Maharal explains beautifully. The Maharal says, as we all know, that eight is Lamala Min HaTeva. Shmoni Yimei Mila, 8 days for a bris. 8 days of Hanukkah. Shmini Yimei Atzeres, going beyond, right? Infinity is a side eight. Seven is nature. Seven is the preparation. Seven is this world. And then you work and you work and you work and you get to the Mishkan. Vayihi Bayom HaShmini, it's the eighth day. It's not just the preseason. It's the preseason that's the lead up to the season. It's not separate. It's the working. And I think this idea interrelates to the whole idea of the sin of Nadav Avihu. What was the sin of Nadav Avihu? So again, they try to, which we spoke about a little just before, but there might be another idea of Nadav Avihu. Nadav Avihu, they realize, wow, the Ribono Shel Olam, giving us the Mishkan, the inauguration, Shmoni Yimei Amluim, the Mizbeach, all these different things. And they had this element of Avas Hashem. Wow, Hashem, look what he's given me, amazing. But they made a mistake because they forgot about the Yiras Hashem. Avas Hashem is so integral to love Hashem, to have the relationship with Hashem, to just pour out your heart to Hashem and say, Hashem, I love you. To look around nature and see how the world is so perfect that if the world was one millimeter over, we don't even know if the sun was that way, one little drop, the whole world wouldn't be here. The perfection of the world. And we see, as the Rambam writes, in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, this element of Avas Hashem. But there also needs to be an element of Yiras Hashem. A person can't just do whatever he wants because he feels that way. That's taking his own level and doing what he wants with it. A person needs to create the right boundaries. And it's very difficult to have both. To have the Ava, to have the love, and to have the fear, and have both. The Rambam writes, as we all know, the Shvil HaZav, that a person can't go the opposite extremes. He has to go right in the middle. Right? Not too much of that, not too much of that. The only two things that he has to go opposite is Kas, is anger, and Gaiva. Why? Because when a person gets angry, again, it's easier said than done. Halavai, we get angry sometimes, we have to work on it. And Gaiva, when a person gets angry, he's trying to, in a way, saying that this shouldn't be this way. And again, we don't fully understand that we're normal and we make mistakes. But there's an element of middle. Middle. Ava, love, and Yira. Not just doing what you want. Consistency is the name of the game. I once had a Talmud. Right, whenever I talk about Talmudim, everyone's thinking, if any Talmudim listen, they're like, oh, he's talking about me. No. Not talking about that Talmud, right? But I once had a Talmud, and the Talmud, amazing guy, he still is an amazing guy, but he was an extremist. One day he would learn 14 hours straight, wouldn't leave the base medrash, holy cow, amazing. But guess what? The next day was not 14 hours. And I remember sitting with him and explaining to him that although consistency going, again, you have to have a Rebbe, you have to have someone to speak to. How much is too much? You have to know. In any element of life, how much is too much? When do I take a step back? What are my priorities? Really, what are my priorities? How do the people around me see me? what my priorities are. Not just what I think, but the people that are with me. In the global sense, what are my priorities? But at the same time, there needs to be all this dual element. That there needs to be the Avas Hashem doing it for the love, but at the same time, not just doing whatever you want. There needs to be consistency. There needs to be Yiras Hashem. There needs to be doing it out of fear. As we know, we quote a lot of times, Kofalem HaKagiyas, the Gemara tells us in Shabbos, Daf Peches, Klal Yisrael accepted the Torah, Nasa V'Nishma. But what do you mean? The Gemara says in Peches that they were forced. What does that mean? No, it's not a contradiction. Says the Maharal, this idea, Ava, Nasa V'Nishma, you got to go in with love. We got to go into things with more with love. But at the same time, Yira, that sometimes when you're not feeling the love, you got to still do it. And it's hard. Sometimes that's harder. Right? You still got to do it. And that was a mistake of Nadav V'Avihu. Nadav V'Avihu, they had the love, but it was mischanneled. They wanted to drink. They're on a high level. Right? They're on a high level of connecting to Hashem. But they took their rules and they decided to go with it. Not only that, they were on such a high connection, they didn't think that they needed leadership. They didn't think they needed more. But Moshe Rabbeinu was the greatest leader that ever lived. Moshe Rabbeinu lived with this. He was the Gaon of Mikol Adam, but he was also the greatest leader. How often does that happen? Usually when you have a leader, he's the leader, he's the man, but he's not an Anov. But he was able to do this dual element. He was the greatest leader, but at the same time, he was an Anov. And that's what we're striving for. That's what we're striving for. So what's this idea? What's the idea of Aaron bringing an ego? And Klal Yisrael bringing the Keves? I think it's interrelated with this. Two ideas. One not so related, but one related. The whole idea of ego represents the Kapara of Cheta Ego. And everyone's trying to figure out what was the sin of Cheta Ego. From there, Simcha Mindevins, Mesh Chochma says it wasn't Avodah Zarah. They weren't doing Avodah Zarah. They were trying. They didn't realize. They had Moshe Rabbeinu. He wasn't there. They might even had the right intentions. But they did it with their own reasoning. That's what we're saying right now. What was the sin of Mechiras Yosef? Why, again, the Gemara talks, very difficult story, right? Very difficult. I always speak about it with my mother. The pain that they caused their father. Why didn't they ask Yaakov? Yitzchak was alive. Why didn't they ask Yitzchak? Why didn't they ask Shem? They were Gedolei Yisrael. These were the Gedolim. They created the Torah. So why didn't they ask? Because they went with their own reasoning, and that was their sin. They didn't have the Yiras Hashem. They just thought what they were supposed to do is this is what they're supposed to do, and that was their mistake. Another idea the Maharal says is that we're going through Jewish history, and the start, again, there was a lot of sibling rivalry in Bereishis. We all know all the stories, Kayin and Evel. But the really bad one was Yosef HaTzadik. And we're still suffering, the Gemara tells us in Shabbos. This idea of kinah. And again, Yosef was involved with it also. He didn't portray himself in the right way, even though he was going to be the Melech, as the Ramban notes that he was the idea of Nevuah. However, that represents the idea of Ben Adam L'Chaveiro. Where was the love? Chita Ego is a sin against Ben Adam L'Makom. And we're dealing with this all the time. Ben Adam L'Makom, Ben Adam L'Chaveiro. Right? Marsha says in Brachos, Ben Adam L'Atzmo. A person needs to believe in himself. So that was the Kapara, says the Maharal, going through Jewish history. Starting with Mechiras Yosef and now to the Chita Ego. Bridging the gap, putting Jewish history together, realizing we got to work on the Ben Adam L'Chaveiro. We got to bring unity with Ingman's Klal Yisrael. We're still in such a hard time. We got to daven. We're still at war and we have to destroy our enemies. But we need to build within ourselves. The only way that we're going to fight is if we build ourselves. We create our own army. Our physical army and our spiritual army. But we need the Achdus. That's this week's Parsha. That we bring the Keves. We bring the Egel. What does it have to do with Kashrus? Kashrus represents this exact idea. The boundaries. You can't eat whatever you want. You can. But it's not good for you. The Ramban writes that whatever you eat, you're going to be. Right? You gotta have boundaries. And in life, Baruch Hashem, we have the Torah. We have rules. But it's not just rules. Some people just view it rules. The do's and the don'ts. It's not. It's a privilege. It's an opportunity. And the way you make it viewed as a privilege and opportunity is you do it with simcha. You realize, wow, I have a relationship with Hashem. And we believe in all the mitzvahs. Not saying that it's hard to do all of them. We mess up sometimes. We're human beings. But we believe in them. And we go little by little. And that's what kashrus represents. The boundaries. The right boundaries. Another idea. Vayidom Aaron. How is Aaron? Such a high level. He just lost his two tzaddikim sons. Who are on such a high level. Avas Hashem, as they're saying. But they didn't have the years Hashem per se. Whatever this means. Just trying to understand it a little bit. Again, it's beyond their comprehension. These were the Gedolei Yisrael. However, by Yidom Aaron, Aaron was quiet. And then right after, we talk about the what we're allowed to eat. I heard a beautiful idea. Beautiful. We know we always quote the famous Kuzari. The Kuzari says that there are five things Arizal says. But as we all know, the domain, the rocks. And then we have the chai, the living, the plants. And then we have the behema, we have the animals. And then we have Adam, then we have man, and the Arizal says, and you have a yid. And there's a hierarchy, right? The animals, there's the rocks, and the stones. And that grows the plants and the vegetations. And then after, the animals go and they eat the vegetations. And then man goes and eats the animals for the karbonos, right? The animals. By Yidom Aaron. Aaron was quiet. Aaron didn't understand. There's a lot of things in life we're just not going to understand. It's beyond us. We're not going to understand everything. The Ribbono Shel Olam has a plan for all, so we have to have emunah and bitachon and realize that Hashem has a plan for everyone with their challenges. And obviously it's easier said than done, and when a person's going through a challenge, you obviously don't say that, because that's not smart, right? Because we don't understand the pain. We don't know what anyone's going through in life. That's why kol adam lekaf schus, that you have to give them the kaf schus, because you don't know what they're going through. However, Vayidom Aaron, you know what Aaron did at that moment? He was man das Vayidom. He turned him simple into a dome and he was quiet. When Hashem saw that, he gives us all the animals we eat. Because man is definitely higher than the animal. But sometimes we don't know, right? We spoke about this in Yom Kippur Shir, where a person takes off his shoes. A person, when he duchens, takes off his shoes. And Yom Kippur, doesn't wear leather. Why? Because Hashem's given us godless, but at the same time, it's beyond comprehension. Our lives, we don't fully get it. We do our shtalus, we do what we can. We take off our shoes to show that the animal, again, Hashem's in charge. But Vayidom Aaron, Aaron was quiet. Why? But then right after, Hashem says, wow, you have the power to be quiet even when things are so difficult. You are higher than the animals. And there's some people that are not higher than the animals, and they live their lives like animals. But Adam has the ability, a Yid has the ability to channel Kedusha into everything he does. So I think that's the Yisod here. The Yisod is that we're living lives. We're doing great. We gotta realize how great we're doing. We gotta write down every day. I had a Talmud recently. He's like, I'm not doing it. I'm like, two things a day. Show yourself what you're doing. Amazing. And that's even hard. Consistency. Either we want to do it because we don't think we're doing anything, or it's just hard to write things down. Create that journal. Always got that journal, right? Two things a day, the amazing things that you did. You saw Hashem's hand in your life. Amazing. But at the same time, you need those boundaries, the avas Hashem, the love. When your children or your grandchildren, but yourself, sees that love, you're going to want to do it more. But at the same time, when you have that level, years Hashem. I'm doing it for Hashem, not just for myself. Avas Hashem. I look around the world. But Yiras Hashem. Vayihi Bayom Hashmini, 7 days is to go into supernatural. Because Hashem says you're a supernatural nation. It doesn't make sense that you're still around, but you're my chosen nation. Why a Keves and why an Egel? To show that you need to ask. You can't just do everything on your own reasoning. You need to realize, Ben Adam Lamakum, Ben Adam Lechavero, and the sin of Nadav Aviru, either they didn't ask. They should have asked what was right and what was wrong. Or they should have had the right boundaries. And when we get into kashrus, And we get into all the intricacies of the laws of kashrus, what's kosher, what's not kosher. It's the idea of that the Ribbono Shel Olam put boundaries. Hashem says, you're so great, realize how great you are, but you need to realize it. I've given you the power. As Hashem, everyone should have an amazing, amazing Shmini, Parsha Shmini. We're getting close to Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Oh, Gevaldik, B'Nisan Nigalu. We're going to have the Beis HaMikdash, Beis Hashem. We're going to be able to offer the Karban Pesach. We got to start getting our Kaburas together, getting all right, getting our Karban Pesachs. I'm excited to shecht me and my father, right, and all my uncles, and my son's little, but whatever, he'll help me, he'll bring me the knife, I don't know. But again, this idea that we're connected to Hashem, and everyone should have an amazing, amazing job.